it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who, if, team, player, lifestyle thing, I don't care. Stock is up or stock is down. I'll start on the NFL side on one player. It's Indiana Jones. Danny Dimes be dead. Indiana Jones hey. Lives.
How about that nickname they already got for him there?
Oh, it's incredible. It's a great nickname. That's why you say it immediately. They have not punted yet this season.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense. And I'll be honest, not a believer and was not a believer, as you well know, about the Colts this season. I said, that's a train wreck and it's going to look awful. And I don't have any idea why they're going with Daniel Jones. They should have just drafted a quarterback and figured out something else inside of there. And yet, they have one of the best offenses in football. The question is whether or not they're just the Saints from last year. But right now, stock way the hell up on Indiana Jones and the Colts, man. They got a real chance to win the AFC South.
You guys mentioned the Packers
like
would be Super Bowl favorites in the NFC. The Colts might actually end up right now if you were to pick a team.
Yeah, look, Daniel Jones might be the Sam Darnold of 2025, as in he turns his career around, and good for him if that's the case. I do not believe the Colts will ever be considered a real, real contender in the AFC, but credit to them, they are 2-0, and Daniel Jones looks like a completely different quarterback, and that's good news for Shane Steichen. Very good news.
The arrow pointing up, you know?
Stock up for me is the likelihood of a Tush Push ban. Stock up. We're going to talk
that's
more about it.
Now.
I think yesterday cemented it. It almost got banned last offseason. Now on a national slate with Tom Brady on the call, the defending champs playing each other, and it was highlighted quite a bit by multiple national personalities, including Adam Schefter, Dean Blandino. Everybody looking at the two guards in particular for the Eagles very blatantly false starting, yet they can't call it because they can't see it. You can't tell where the heck anybody's at on the pile anyway. You can't tell if someone's recovered a fumble or not. It's a play that the Eagles should continue to run until they ban it, and they will, and it's a huge success, and I don't blame them for doing it. But if you are going to allow it to happen and you can't even call the rules properly, though, pre-snap, then what are we doing? So I think this play is done at the end of the year.
I will say, like, if we had some, like, Jim Cramer Mad Money sounds for part of this gold, he'd be telling you to sell it. If you owned Tush Push stock, as in you were hoping this play was going to continue, you should sell the hell out of it. Because, yeah, the ban is going. I mean, I just felt like the way national media was talking about today, we're done. The Tush Push is going to die at the end of this year. They're not going to try to change it in the middle of the season, I don't think. But at the end of the year, during league meetings, they're absolutely going to bring it up again.
So for me, stock up. My stock up is Tim McMillan. He's off to a really nice start to his rookie season. He's eighth in the NFL in reception yards. He is tied for 20th with receptions. His opening game had 5 for 68. This most recent one against Arizona, 6 for 100. Hasn't got that touchdown yet, but even though the Panthers have seemed to have issues and Bryce Young hasn't looked that great, Tim McMillan is one of the bright spots, that first-round pick for the Panthers.
I do like
stocking
him.
Up on Tet McMillan.
Xavier Leggett stuck down.
I do like him. McMillan, I will say, though, the Panthers as a team.
Yeah. They stink.
Yeah, my 0-2. Playoff pick is looking a little
Are you already throwing
there.
In the towel?
No, I'm not yet. Right. I'm going to stick it out, you know?
Okay.
We're all the way to the end.
Who were our, like, slightly surprising playoff selections? Mine were the Patriots and the Cardinals.
I have the Jags. The Jags winning the South. They should have won this game this past weekend. I have the Jags. I still feel fine about the Jags winning the South, especially if the Texans lose tonight. I have Seattle winning the West. They're in it, but the Rams look really good, and they're 2-0, and Stafford's healthy for now.
Yeah.
I guess my surprise would be the Panthers, and then I had the Jags making it too, but the Jags seemingly in that division. I don't know if that's much of a surprise anyways.
Stock down.
I mean, there's a couple of different choices here. I'm going to go with a wide receiver. You'd mentioned Tet McMillan. He was a high top 10 style draft pick, expected to contribute right away. I kind of remember those conversations about Marvin Harrison Jr. He just looks like an average guy. Mm. That's why his stock is down. It's not that he looks like the kind of guy who won't have any impact in the NFL at all. It's that he just looks like he's Gabe Davis, not a number one wide receiver.
Oh, that's tough.
Destined that's for tough. Stardom. I understand he had, what, 5 catches or whatever it was for 71 yards last week.
You're already done with him, huh?
But it's just he looks
so... He had 2 for 27 against the Cardinals,
just,
or against the Panthers
against
yesterday.
The Panthers. He
Quiet
just
day, yeah.
looks so mediocre. Like, he just looks like a kind of a like a 950-yard wide receiver. Again, not a bad one, but, like, not the explosive guy we're all talking about. People are talking about playing a little bigger, so that he didn't have some of the same burst in some of the end zone stuff was the conversation or the commentary. I'm not saying his stock's way down. I'm not saying, but, like, it's down. It's not like looking like the guy he was before.
Stock down, the third down atmosphere at Arrowhead, as in the PA change. Stock down. I was sent this video from numerous people throughout the game that weren't a big fan of the old third down change. We know the PA announcer quit abruptly last week. We talked about it on Friday. This is what the third down call sounds like now.
What?
What do we make of that, guys? What do we make of that?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.